I have never had the arrogance to think that I know the answer to the internal politics of Syria. What I and many others have complained about ferociously is the breach of international humanitarian law, the committing of war crimes, which have been done by all sides in the Syrian in the Syrian conflict. But you know, we are where we are today. Russia is a very important player in this. They are saying that they will hold a ceasefire now and hold people who breach it to account so that a negotiation can take place. And I think, you know, the whole international community has to work with the Turks and the Russians to ensure that there is now the space for these negotiations to take place. And, you know, they must be under United Nations auspices.
The renowned human rights lawyer Amal Clooney wants to be on the team that prosecutes President Assad for war crimes. Do you think a case should be brought against him?
I think that that should be held for now while we try and get on with having a ceasefire that works so that the hundreds of thousands of people in this very cold weather in Syria, who are, many of them are out in the open, they can be looked after. And, you know, the reach of international justice, which has been gravely damaged by what the Russians have done, should certainly not be forgotten in due time. But for now, I don't think that is the first priority. The first priority is to get the ceasefire to hold and for talks between all the different parties to take place.
Right, but you're not discounting it. It's maybe something that could be considered down the line.
Well, I think anything which seeks now to disrupt the starting of the negotiations is an attack on the greater good. And I think that for now, these matters should be left. And they will undoubtedly be returned to during the negotiations. But I think it's a mistake, really, now to focus on that. Much more important to hold the ceasefire and get a plan for the negotiations.
And while you're on, we're talking about the relationship between Russia and America and Putin and everything that's been going on in foreign policy. Do you believe that relations between these two countries will improve when Donald Trump becomes president?
Well, I think that is the one silver lining to all of this, in that the Russians, President Putin, has made clear that he will work with the Americans, but once there's a new president. The position, I'm afraid, of this American administration on Syria and the Middle East has not been one which many of us would wish to applaud. The failure to stand up when, having said that he would stand up against it when the Syrian government used chemical weapons against its enemies, was an appalling thing to do, made much worse by the fact that the President of the United States said that a red line would be crossed if that happened.
So you're not you're saying that
the line was crossed and he did nothing about it.
So you're saying that, you know, Obama's foreign policy here has failed?
Absolutely. There's no question that it's been a total failure and worse than a failure, because, of course, having said that he would take action if those red lines were crossed, the failure to do so meant that everyone knew that America was not going to intervene and was a busted flush on that. So, you know, I think that there's a chance to reset the dial when President Trump takes over in a few days' time now. And I hope that that will lead to a constructive relationship. As I say, for the people who have been, whose lives have been destroyed, in particularly in Syria, the appalling damage that's been done in surrounding countries, who have shown immense humanity in taking in hundreds of thousands of refugees and so on, but trying to put this back together again, having a good relationship between the governments of America and Russia, I think that will be very important.